All right, now. Now, midline. Break. Ready. Set. Hey.
Iowa
Hawkeyes. Episode 563, J&J Every Day. Your boy Jason with my partner JC, a.k.a. the one and only Iowa fan, man. They are back in the national championship.
Nah, you got to apologize, man. You was talking trash.
Hey, man, I'm a UConn guy. I love Cage, man. I thought they was going to be able to get it. First half, we just going to dive right into it, bro. First half,
yeah, man,
UConn was up, you know, majority of the game, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Played great defense.
I think there was even a point where they had like a 10-point lead, 11-point lead.
It was up 12 points at one time.
Yeah.
Kaitlyn Clark, man, first time in the tournament. She hadn't hit a three in the first half. No. 0 for 6.
I thought she hit one. She was 0 for 6.
0 for 6 in the first half.
She was 1 for 6 on the
field
goal.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yo, they played her how you supposed to play her. Who played her last game? LSU?
Yeah.
Take notes, because we'll get to everyone. You know, they beat LSU previously. Everybody was on the Haley Van Lilith, you know, getting on her. I'm not going to lie. Unfairly to me. I saw Coach put her in the worst possible situation.
Coach should have been took her out.
If it was one-on-one.
And on top of that, she was getting frustrated because her on offense, it's like whatever we seen, I guess I was watching tape or whatever, but we seen how she was passing and her passing tendencies and all that. And I don't know how many turnovers she had that game, but she couldn't get a clean pass off. And it was just the way we was watching. But yeah, that UConn game was beautiful.
They guarded her well in the first half. But
UConn definitely... the injuries definitely hurt them. I said this in
JC
while we were down. Yep. I was like, yeah, the only thing good about this is that we have a whole second half and they only have 7 players to play or something about that.
7 or 6, something like that, man. Paige had played every minute of the last, 5 games now. She had played every minute of the last 5 games.
She's great,
man,
but that's not even sustainable. Even if they win this game, bro, you can't go to South Carolina undermanned.
So I'm happy they actually lost because I wanted them to win, but wanting a competitive championship game, you want to see South Carolina Iowa. Well, let's call it what it is.
And South Carolina can try to get their get back from last year.
Best team in the country.
Them. Yeah.
Against the baddest mother effer walking. Not for real. Beat a 37-0 juggernaut, you need either an equally great team or you need the baddest of the baddest mother effers.
Yeah.
And Kaitlyn Clark is.
And that's why when people talk about like older players talking about she would need a ring to be a go in their conversation. Sure, that could be your conversation. But the people that are saying that, as people that went to like UConn and schools like this, like bro, there's in my opinion, it is more, it's more for Kaitlyn Clark that's doing this like you know it's a non all-star team. The other girls on this team probably won't be in the WNBA.
Yeah,
when you go to UConn or South Carolina, those schools like that. Everybody's going to the WNBA. That's why, you know what I'm saying, when them UConn I forgot who it was.
Everybody's saying it.
It was the lady that won the 4 rings straight. I forgot.
Stewie. Breonna Stewart.
Yeah, Breonna Stewart. It's easy. I don't know. Do you agree with that? If you went to UConn and you went to the top 5 and you go with the other top 5 players or the top 10 players, you're supposed to win.
And so that's where it gets tricky because I do agree with that. I agree with both sides, and that's where it's tricky.
I agree with the whole the ring is important, yes.
But
Kaitlyn Clark's college career, at least for the last 2 years, well, I would say her whole career, because she is the highest point scorer in the joint. Like we said last year, she beat South Carolina. Sure, we ain't win the damn championship, but I've seen a couple people say this. And sure, respect to Breonna Stewart. We're definitely going to remember her. We're definitely going to know her and all that.
Yep.
But becoming the highest scorer ever in Iowa, taking Iowa to the Final Four 2 years in a row, that is very tough.
That's why I'm so 50-50 on this. Because I do agree, like you said, the name, the, you know, the Cheryl Millers, the, you know what I'm saying, the those names, I'm just like, dang. We talk about this in the NBA, too. It's like, dang, bro, they all got one. You at least got to get one. But on the flip side, it is the, you know what I mean, I'm at Iowa. And the fact that I'm, you know, dragging this. Well, no, let me not say dragging, but the fact that I have this, you know what I'm saying? I think 4 years now, lost in the Sweet 16, lost in the round 32, lost in the Final Four, and now we're in the championship game.
No, last year was in the Final Four. It was the championship game we lost.
Oh, yeah, lost in the championship game.
Lost in the championship game. And now we're back in the championship game.
3 out of 4 years, I've been into the Sweet 16 or further at Iowa.
In Iowa.
Without a, like you said, probably a...
There's no WNBA players.
Hannah Stokey? Not Hannah?
I said maybe. I said maybe, but I didn't say...
She's the only maybe to me. She's the only maybe.
And last year, did that big white girl... I should probably know. Did that big white girl go to WNBA?
I don't think so. No, I know exactly. I'm going to
probably not.
I don't think so. I don't.
But I'm saying, yeah, last year with the better team, her best teammate was nowhere near top 10. So,
and that's...
So that's what I'm saying. The whole GOAT debate, that is a personal thing.
Yeah, it's all subjective, man. It's... For me, that I've seen, I usually say Maya Moore, but I'm taking into consideration again. That's why you got to be able to be subjective.
Where'd she go? She went to
I'm taking into consideration who she had next to her. You know what I'm saying? She also had Breonna Stewart. So I'm torn. I will never give you a straight up
answer. How can you
answer.
Lose with Maya Moore and Breonna Stewart?
They weren't the same. They weren't at the same time. Maya had somebody else next to her. But she had another All-Star. Yeah. She had another All-American.
Wait, they both went to...
They both went to
UConn. Yeah, I mean, all I remember was like when we were kids, it was like a ten year stretch where UConn wasn't losing.
I'm happy that it's more spread out now. I love
basketball. That's why nobody was watching college basketball back in the day because Gino Auriemma, hope you're saying his last name right.
Yeah, you are.
Right, he was killing. UConn was killing us, bro.
Mm-hmm.
10 years straight. I don't know how long that joint was, but bro. We didn't need to watch women's basketball because we knew UConn was going sweet.
And that's the part people leave out when they talk about, I know the women's game is at the forefront now, but it's also because it's a lot more balanced, bro.
Yeah.
And
women's basketball, it was probably before our time. It was probably more fun with Cheryl Miller and all that.
But it
was before our time, but it was probably fun. You know what I'm saying? But when UConn
started dominating, man,
nobody wants to see that.
Nobody's watching. And again, the talent was there. You know what I'm saying? The games, the women's game was probably great.
Yeah, but bro, come on, they didn't even have a 1B, though. Like, you know when the Warriors was going crazy? At least LeBron was there, you know what I'm saying? Bump with them a little bit. And even that was annoying. But what?
You might have had
in the UConn days? That's why I'm like, to me, it's more impressive what Caitlin Clark's doing in Iowa than teaming up with everybody. Than doing with the Warriors, with KD and them did. Like, what? We don't care, bro. We did not care about watching UConn, and it wasn't even close games. They was whooping people by 20.
The championship game would be a 30.
Yeah, we should probably look back at these championship games because they was whooping people by 30, bro. It was nasty, bro. Nobody wanted to watch these games. That's why, man. And I got two followers on my Twitter. Well, we follow each other. I don't know how to say it. Man, they are hating on Iowa. They hate on Caitlin Clark. And they be bringing up all that. Bruh, oh my God, bro. I honestly don't even know why they hate Iowa so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I love, you know me, I like watching greatness. And to me, what we're seeing with Caitlin Clark right now
is
history. I'm stuttering because it's like, I mean, she came up the floor yesterday one time, not a fast break, but crossover, behind the back, step back, three. And this is when the game is in the 44-44, 40. This is when the game is in the balance. Like, and you just like, the defense was, you couldn't draw it up any better. I'm staying with you, step back. I'm still right hand with you. Bucket,
man,
like, bro, what are you?
Man, I just see somebody like, say, man, we trying to give Iowa a participation trophy.
Come on, man.
I'm like, bro. Can we just be honest with ourselves? Like, the lady is great, okay? Whether or not you think she need a ring or not, that is cool. But we can all agree that she is great. With or
without a ring, even with the and that's how great she is, though. Because even without a ring, if she loses this game tomorrow, even without a ring, we will still talk about her.
Yeah.
With those people who have rings. And that's what makes her so
we
great.
We still talk about Charles Barkley.
Pound for pound, you line her up with a ring or without a ring. You line her up with those other greats, roll a ball out on the floor, and say, play ball. Hey now, I don't know who's coming out on top. Because again, maybe this is recency bias. I don't know. But damn, bro.
And then imagine how boring women's basketball would be if she did whatever Kim Van Lathe or whatever her name is did and transferred to fucking South Carolina or LSU or some bull like that. Like, bro, we'd be watching a 30-point winner every time, bro. Nobody likes that.
Nobody does. All right, let me see. I find it.
I appreciate Caitlin Clark, man. I'm trying to think who was even at UConn's competition.
2010, UConn beat Stanford 53-47.
Stanford was all right.
2009, UConn beat Louisville 76-54. And then you had Tennessee in there for a couple years. They got two in a row. Maryland got one in 2006. Baylor got one. And then 2004 to 2002.
I don't remember that 2006 year. Wow.
It was 2004, three straight years. UConn, man, 70-61 over Tennessee, 70-68 over Tennessee, 82-70. Then they had a little break. Notre Dame got one in there. UConn again.
I remember that year. I remember that Notre Dame
Tennessee.
Year.
I'm just like, bro, this is 95. Bro, they've had six undefeated seasons, bro.
Yeah,
this is
bro.
Ridiculous.
And in the championship, they're winning by over 10 points.
This is ridiculous. Oh, and then we can run it back 24-2016.
Yeah, that's the more recent joints.
But again, like you said, the score, 79-58, 82-51 over Syracuse. Like, dude, what the?
No competition.
Oh, Kim has two. She has three. Oh, good.
Why you think they let her talk that trash?
Yeah, I didn't realize she had three. My God. Bruh. Dawn Staley, she's looking for her, second one? No, third one.
Yeah.
I forgot she got one.
I thought she had more than three, honestly.
Nope, two right now. But, man, listen, regardless, one, that was a great game. Back and forth. What we wanted. Phenomenal game. UConn, they'll reload and they'll be back. Hopefully, fire your training staff because to me, five or six players lost to season-ending injuries. No, at all. I'm serious. That's not concerning to you. What's going down? What is going on down there, bro? That is crazy. Iowa. Well, y'all enjoy this because I don't know if another Caitlin Clark's coming your way out of Iowa, but we'll see. Shoot, we will see.
Probably not.
Probably not, but what she's now done for Iowa
is bring Iowans over.
That or somebody might who's not from Iowa.
Yeah.
I know it's Iowa. Who the hell wants to go to Iowa? Somebody might be, you know what I'm saying? Some little girl out there, some young lady might be like, yo, I love Caitlin Clark, what she did. She's put Iowa on the map, you know what I'm saying? And
I don't think so.
Lisa Butler, she's a phenomenal coach too. You know what I mean? She's a great coach.
But
so
man, once she's out of there, you got to think about Iowa.
Yeah,
nobody wants to be there in that cold.
Yeah, it's
way
true,
far away from all your friends and family.
I'm trying to think of the other chunks, man. I'm trying to think, man.
Everybody want to go UConn, South Carolina. Dawn Staley, a cool-ass coach. She was in that with a Louis jacket.
Stanford might lose their appeal. Cameron Brink. You know, Ford from Stanford, going to be a top five draft pick this year. She said on the broadcast yesterday, part of the reason she's leaving Stanford is because it's really hard, and I'm not trying to travel cross country.
Nobody wants to be in
the They're going to be in the ACC next year. And she's like, I'm not about to be doing homework and flying. So maybe Iowa could still, you know, I don't know, bro. I'm just thinking, man.
Nobody wants to go to Iowa.
Young Jason, I'm seeing a dude go crazy at Iowa. I mean, I don't know, Mom. I might let's go on visit to Iowa real quick and see how they look.
And then
out
when
there.
You go to Iowa, you'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's cold.
I don't want to be here.
They're gonna invite me in the middle of the winter, like, yo, it is dead cold, bro. But I don't know, man. I just I think Iowa might still be in the, you know, in the picture in coming years, but I can't wait for tomorrow, bro. I can't wait. She's phenomenal. For me, what be more impressive for me with Caitlin Clark through this NCAA tournament? Not her scoring. It has not been her scoring. It's her decision making and her passing. Mm-hmm. To me, I feel every time I watch her, she makes the right play. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming off, ooh, the double team. I'm not going to force this fade. I'm not going to, we're going to dump it down. We're going to kick it. She makes the right, even if it's a turnover. You know what I'm saying? I was still trying to make the right play, bro. She's just so good, bro. Oh, my God. She's so good. I don't know who's about to win. I don't know who about to win tomorrow. I really don't. I mean,
it's probably going to be South Carolina. They are the better team.
I can't say that, especially not after last year when they were in the same position. Not in the title game, no, but Final Four, same position.
But I feel and like Iowa won. We had a better team last year.
I'm like, bro, I had a better record this year, though. That's why I'm like, bro, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I really, I'm with you. South Carolina should win. Let's put it like that. Yeah. They should win. But, man, I just feel like.
I would love Iowa to win.
Caitlin covers up for so many of people's deficiencies. South Carolina's guards are not as big as UConn's guards are. They're not as big. But
their bigs is big.
Yeah, their bigs are big. You know what I mean? So they'll be able to help on the switches.
Stokely going to be freaking.
I'm just trying to think about, you know, guarding Caitlin. She had trouble with the length. You know what I'm saying? But that length is not going to be on her, you know, for the most part. You know, so I'm just, I don't know, man. It's going to be a good matchup. But damn. I will say, though, I hope the NCAA realizes and next year put the correct resources and money into the women's NCAA tournament and attention that you're supposed to be. There's no reason why. I forgot what team had to switch hotels because they got called the N-word by people out there and wherever they were staying at. So they had to switch hotels. Then you had the nose ring incident with young lady Hannah. I forgot her name, the freshman from Notre Dame, where she been playing all year in all NCAA tournament with the nose ring in. And I forgot what game it was against UConn or something. You stop her. Stop her mid-game, make her take out the nose ring, mess up the flow. She didn't play the same after that. I'm not blaming her on the nose ring. It's just inconsistency. And lastly, that three-point line.
Yeah, that was crazy.
There is no reason a 9-inch difference on one end of the court to the other end, and you played a whole Sweet 16 and didn't realize it till the second to last Elite Eight game was going to be played. Come on, man. I'm confidently saying that would never happen to the men's side because you care and you pay attention. Come on, dog. Come on, man. Don't do this, guys. Don't do this. Lucky the play has been so good. Or they're lucky Caitlin Clark and everybody has been so good. Yeah. Or this is what we've been talking about. Damn.
What do you think about the offensive foul call?
Okay. So it's one of those things where it goes into technically right call, yeah. But it's one of those moment in the game and how the game had been called.
Yeah, you can look at it both ways.
9 total fouls called the whole game. I will go there.
Yeah, yes. There was a lot of fouls that should have been called, man.
9 total fouls the whole game, and that's the one you call in that moment.
Yeah.
That was my issue. I didn't think it was a moving screen at first, but upon watching it again, that was 1,000% a moving screen.
You don't set a screen with your chicken wing.
It wasn't even that. When you watch it, she's like this because she's...
Yeah, she's moving around the screen. Yeah.
Yeah, so again...
You don't set a screen with your chicken wing out.
But if I won't lie, if I'm a referee, based on how the game was being played, I'm not calling it. I'm going to let it be decided on the court. We've called 9 fouls the whole game, bro. And people have been getting tomahawked across the neck, and we letting it go. You going to call that? Shout out to whoever was coming around the screen, Gabby or whatever. Oscar, good job on your end. Throw the head back. Oh, she sold it like a mother effer. I mean, she sold it. She sold it. She got the call. But to me, you don't call that in that moment. But like Paige said, one call does not define a game. Caitlin Clark went to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, made the first, missed the second. Offensive rebound, Iowa. You know what I'm saying? So that was not the final opportunity. You still had a timeout. You could have advanced the ball if you got that rebound. So that on a miss, another mishap on Paige messed up. I think they had got the ball stolen. And then she got a back tap and she called a timeout. But they weren't able to advance it into the front court because she didn't dribble it. Yeah, and you can't call. So, again, on that one, maybe Paige should have dribbled to the front. I didn't like the play call. I will say that much. As the play's developing, I didn't like the way the play looked like it was going to end. It looked like it was ending for a jumper or maybe a three-pointer. Based on the way that it was, trying to get her the ball, you're down one. I think Paige should have had the ball from the inbound. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the screens. Forget all the off the inbound, top of the key, see the floor, make your move, and boom, boom. But it is what, like she said, bro, we're going to use Paige's line. That was not the win or loss of the game. Iowa won the game. The refs did not lose the game for Connecticut, bro. I'm not doing that. Iowa won that game, down 12. You know what I'm saying? Kate Martin. Oh, my God. Oh, my. She's a flopper, though. I don't like that, girl. She a flopper from last game. She got, like, little scrapes.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. But, man, boy, she hit some big-time buckets down the stretch. A little spin joint in the lane. Came back down again. Yeah. Hit him with a little. I said, number 20, Kate Martin? I did not know you moved like that. Dog, I can't wait for tomorrow. Sheesh, man. But, hey, man, step it up over there, Busters.
It's pretty boring on the men's
step
side.
It up over there, man.
The
I can't name.
The most exciting thing that got going on is the Burns versus Edie joint going on today.
That's not even exciting to me because
it's not exciting. They're not exciting players, honestly.
That's not even a matchup.
And Burns, he might get into foul trouble.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's not really exciting, bro. Edie is 7'4". Get the ball, turn, foul, let's do it again every time down the court. To me, that's how the game's going to go. That's why I said, man, y'all got to step it up. We got ladies who we know by first and last name, who we looking forward to watching. On the men's side, I mean,
especially that Alabama game. Man, I might not watch that.
UConn Bama, right? I'm like, bro. To me, we're headed towards a.
I might not watch that joint.
We headed towards it's a Purdue. It's a UFC days. We headed towards a Purdue UConn title game on Monday, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Most likely.
That will be interesting because at least UConn got a 7'2 guy of their own. You know what I'm saying? So at least they got somebody who can match up. With Purdue, you know what I mean?
Man,
but
I'll be watching.
I'll be watching
UFC.
Boy, I had sports and social reservations tonight, y'all, and I'm not doing that. I got salmon. I'm a cook
for the Iowa.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, bro? Just talk about South Carolina real quick. It was 31
Cardozo.
To 32 at halftime.
I love that lady, man.
Score
I was that tall.
At the end
give her a hug.
Of the second half. I mean, the score at the end of the third quarter was like. Again, it was 31-32 at halftime. The score at the end of the third quarter was like 37-62, bro.
They're too good, man.
What?
They're probably going to beat us by at least 10.
What?
They're a really good team.
That is crazy, though, bro. How is that the score at the 6 points and they scored like 25 or 30? Oh, my God, man.
Really
that is crazy, bro. I don't know what Dawn does down there. I don't know. How she's getting these ladies or what the heck is going on. But my gosh,
she went to
man.
Brazil to get that joint.
Yo, that is hilarious, bro. Brazil, bro. Goodness gracious. But yeah, I don't, the men's side, man, what we got? Well, we're picking up. Who you got to tomorrow, man? Obviously, you got Iowa. He rocking with Iowa.
I'm going to bet on Iowa, but.
You think South Carolina's
going to
win?
South Carolina is probably going to beat us by 10.
I got South Carolina winning as well. I have it.
Now, the only way we win is if Kaylin's on fire.
I got about five.
Quarter one.
Five or less.
She's going stupid. Drop 50 on these motherfuckers. Cardoso gets in some type of foul trouble, which I don't see why she would. But, I doubt it. But if that happens, those two in unison.
That and we will win. I feel like that's how they did it last year too. You got
Somebody in foul trouble.
You got Aaliyah Battle, I believe. Yeah, yep, in foul trouble early.
Foul trouble. Then she got out the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you said, Hannah gonna have to play like she played again. Yeah. Kay got it because I'm not gonna lie, Kayla not gonna be the. You know what I'm saying? She might have 40 and you lose the game if that's all you got. Because South Carolina might have 85.
I need you to be on super hot fire.
She had a rough game yesterday.
Yeah. It started all bad.
Damn near triple double. We was talking about that. Yeah. Her bad games are amazing games for your average player. That's ridiculous, bro. Oh man, yeah, she got to come out hot. Out the gate. I want to see how they guard her, though. I want to see how they guard her.
If she comes out flaming hot.
Oof. But the thing with her, game. Though, is, too. Good game. Even a bad quarter like we saw, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's so, bro, you got a four
but with
quarter,
South Carolina, man, that's true. We just seen it yesterday. Yeah. We had a great two quarters in a row. That's true. One quarter, that third quarter, put you in the coffin, bro.
I feel like that's what they be doing, too. You got to survive the third. You got to survive the third quarter against South Carolina. Because they come out the locker room, and they usually just blitz you coming out of halftime, and then they spend the rest of the game just fighting you off. As long as y'all can survive that little third quarter blitz, y'all going to be good, man. Men's side, like we said, I mean, who cares? But Purdue and UConn are going to win. I think that's both our picks today.
I got Purdue winning the whole thing. I had them winning the whole thing.
For real?
At the beginning of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting, man.
I'm not really a Zach Edey fan, but I see that he's really great.
Interesting.
He's just bigger than everybody. Why are you surprised? You think UConn better than them?
Yeah, UConn is, to me, better. UConn's the best team in the country for me, man. They've been just top to bottom. They've just been roughshod over people. I don't know, bro. I'd be putting Purdue in. I told Taysom we was making brackets, bro.
Time waster.
Yeah, bro, just every single year. But like we saw Virginia did, the year they lost to the 16 seed, they came back and they won the title the next year. Yeah. Purdue lost to the 16 seed. And I'm with you. Kind of looking like they're going to come back. I got UConn, though. I got UConn going back-to-back. You know, it's going to be tough. But, I think that's going to be a good game on Monday. Because at least UConn, like I said, they got a 7-2 guy on their end themselves. So, they'll be able to compete right there. But I'm rooting for you, DJ. I'm rooting for you, man. Go, DJ. That's my man said. It's about a 7-inch. You know, he got 7 inches on me. No diddy. I was like, yo, only one announcer started, only one reporter started laughing. That would have been me. I would have been like, yo, this guy is hilarious, bro. What the hell? But yeah, man. Greatness right there, man. Just greatness, bro. Greatness. Nothing else you could say. NBA? You going to do the... Oh, or NFL real quick, man. Quick rule changes, bro. Can you believe this, man?
What, the kickoff rule?
Yeah, is that, man.
I like it.
Changing the rule for the kickoff this year.
More returns will happen.
They're going to – I just want to see how it – you know what I mean? I want to see how it goes, how
I think
it
more returns
out,
will
man.
Happen. Also, less injuries, man, because people just running down full speed, which it was just a
it's
bad
–
it was
man.
A bad –
It's football, man.
Yeah, but like it was just a bad business model, man. There's too many injuries, too many concussions happen on that one play.
I'm one of the guys where I'm not opposed to the kickoff rule change. I just got to see it. You know, I just got to see it. You know
what
I mean?
For it
to win on me. I know, but I don't – that ain't the NFL, though. It works for that league because it's that league. You are not the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? This is the NFL, bro. This is the – whenever this has been made, this is how we've done kickoffs our whole – since the beginning of the NFL, bro. Yeah. So I just got to see it. You're right, though. We don't see – many kickoffs anymore, so maybe this will bring that back. I just hope it don't, weed out special teams guys, because a lot of guys make football teams based off special teams because they're excellent gunners on kickoffs, you know, because they're great on punts. So that's my only thing, but to your point, it'll probably balance. There'll probably be other things you can judge them by with this new kickoff model. So He right. Player safety first, man. And this is, keeps players safe and they can play longer. I'm for it, man. I'm for it.
Man.
So, hip drop tackle, I mean, though. How do you feel about
man,
that?
Oh, man, I hate that. Because I didn't really see. I didn't think it was that dangerous.
I didn't. So.
The hell?
I just don't. I just feel like it's going to be so hard to call and so hard to judge. You know what I'm saying?
That sucks.
And like, what am I supposed to do? JC's in front of me. He has momentum. Or no, he's coming at me, but he has full speed momentum. I'm a defender. I'm trailing behind him. How am I supposed to now? Yeah, that's an interesting one, man. That's definitely going to be an interesting one. So I can't wait. I want to see how that happens. What do you mean, man? If you get one challenge right, you get a third challenge now. Before, it used to be you had you had to get both of them right to get a third one.
I feel like if I call the challenge and I'm right,
I get another
I should get that back.
It shouldn't be go to waste.
Something against the refs.
Like what?
No, but but going back to the kickoff.
Yeah,
this might be a bad take, but I think they should just get rid of kickoffs.
I mean.
Start the ball at the 25, and let's go. What is the point?
Oh, man.
There are not even that many kickoff returns for people to say that that part of the game will be out.
Such a lost art now, yeah, man. Devin Hester, man, we appreciated you while you was here, man. Yeah. While you was able to showcase
your
abilities.
Nowadays, somebody with that much talent doesn't want to do that because it's safe for somebody that small to be a wide receiver or
Cause the way the game is,
you know
now,
saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need. There's no need for the kickoffs anymore. There's no need for the new rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just man, let's go. Now I get it with the onside kicks and all.
What I don't like about the new onside kick rule, though.
Whoa! There's a new onside kick rule.
Yes.
What's the new rule?
With the new onside kick rule, you can do an onside kick, but no more surprise onside kicks. Both sides will be notified.
That's
bro.
Bull.
Yeah, that's bull, bro.
Bull
jive, man.
That sucks.
Cause it's so hard to recover.
That's a damn trick play.
Thank you. It's so hard to get them anyways.
They already 10 yards away. Nah, that's bull.
Yeah, both.
That's bull.
Yep.
That is bull.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know how that passed through the competition opinion.
Yeah, I don't.
Already a rule? Or are they thinking about it?
Nah, that's a rule for this. I think it might be
what?
Just this 1 year. But yeah,
that's bull. I hope it's only used this 1 year. That's bull.
I don't like it, man.
What?
I really
was just
going
to say that's the only thing in kickoffs that should stay then. But like that's the only, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only reason for it to stay.
Yeah.
If you need to get the ball back right away. And now you're making cuz remember that Super Bowl where they opened it up and
yes,
it was a surprise.
Yes. Was it the Saints and the Colts or something like that? Yeah.
Nah, it was
that one was
It was the Ravens joint.
Yes, 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 yes. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
Was it the Ravens the one? Or
I think. It was the Ravens that did it. It was the Ravens because, you know, Harbaugh, he be trying stuff.
Was it the opening play of the game or was the opening play of the half? It might have been a half.
Second half. Yep. Yep.
Man, that was.
Because the lights had went out.
That
was they
was great.
Boom, but then they started.
That was great, man. And now you're taking out stuff like that.
Yes.
The
receiving team will be notified and they'll be able to adjust.
That sucks.
And then the kickoff happens.
That sucks.
I don't like it.
That sucks.
It's in the name of player safety, though, they say. So, I mean, but I'm just like, bro, nobody be getting smacked on onside kicks. What are you talking about?
What?
Nobody gets
smacked. I'm trying to think, it's safe for what?
I don't know, man. This is.
What are they trying to prevent? Nah, that's bull. That is bull.
I don't know, man. Let me see, bro.
This year,
do like this one.
Even though it don't even be that many surprise onside kicks.
Yeah,
but the fact that they
still
took it away is...
The option, you know what I mean?
That's, you might as well just say, yo, we have to notify all the people about trick plays, too.
Like, bro, what?
The fuck?
Flea flicker. Oh, they got to know what's coming. You know when the play clock expires and we can see it expire, but they still let it go?
Yeah.
That is now reviewable. If there is clear and obvious visual evidence that the game clock expired before any snap, then they can go and review that to see that, all right, nah, that should be a penalty.
What, like after the play they'll review?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, but I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, ruling a passer down by contact or out of bounds before throwing a pass is a reviewable play now as well.
I thought that always was.
I thought that was too, but apparently, I don't think so, actually. They would just call it how they saw it on the field, and, you know, if they say, oh, he was down, they don't go to review it. Let's say Mahomes, they say he's down, and boom. I don't think they go review that. They do? This one. Say it's an approved rule, man.
Like, it's a challenge. You can challenge that.
Well, no. Okay, now they're not saying you got to challenge it. They're saying now the refs will just review it no challenge needed. They'll just go and review it now. Okay. Like, okay, nah, we think JC got that joint off. Let's go review it real quick.
That's cool, man. That just means another freaking reason to stop the freaking game for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Review commercial.
Yep. So nah, just some little slight rule changes, man. We'll see how they
most egregious one is that damn onside kick.
Yeah, bro. Man,
even though it's not that many surprise onside kicks, but that ruins a fun part of the game.
Freaking and now emergency quarterbacks. You can have a third. You can have a third quarterback. Is permitted. Let me see here. Let me make sure I got this right. Yep, a third quarterback can be brought up from the practice squad. I guess like the day prior from a game or something like that. And I guess that wasn't allowed for before. So we'll see, man. We'll see how that goes. But
that's cool, man.
Yep, it's cool to me, man. Your Chiefs, though, man. I was saying that little joke that God be giving Patrick Mahomes his greatest test in the offseason. Why do he be giving these players everything?
But, I mean,
all they do.
I don't think he was in the car.
Nah, he was in the car. And
that picture of them people walking away, he was the one in
black and with the do-rag on. Yeah, yep. It has been confirmed.
All right, that was stupid.
But luckily in this one, nobody was seriously injured. Nobody was killed. I'm just saying that for his sake in the NFL.
Actually,
still.
He might be okay.
No, that's what I mean. He'll be okay.
Because somebody is definitely gonna have to take that charge for him.
He'll be okay.
Somebody's gonna have to be like, yo, I was the one driving that drink.
Yeah, so, that's the only thing.
Because he will legally not be liable for anything except for they're gonna be like, why the hell did you walk away?
That's the only thing. Yep. And they said they found weed in the car, but that's a misdemeanor. So
somebody else will have to take that joint too.
I don't care. Let me see. They're saying he faces more. I'm about to pull it up now so we can see what he's facing. But come on, players. This is just another instance of a football player, man.
It's stupidity.
Because I seen the video, man. That was not okay.
It was a bad video.
That was, you know what I mean? You should be sitting in jail for that,
man. Damn. They might not even be able to lie about who's driving unless that whole joint is tinted out.
That was not okay at all,
but there might even
be
a video of who came out of that damn driver's side.
Like, man, leaving the scene of that, man, I'm just like, goodness gracious, man. That was so bad and just so irresponsible. A young lady where her kid was involved, luckily they weren't hurt, man. Just watching that video, they were flying. Imagine me driving and two cars just flying up 270 like that, man. That's scary, bro. What the hell were these guys thinking? That is ridiculous.
Hopefully, they can figure out how to get around that. It's not looking good.
Oh, Rice admitted to driving the car.
Shoot.
Yep, he's admitted to driving the car.
Yeah, we're done here.
So that's his.
But it will probably be hard to lie because there's so many cameras on the streets these days. They can just look into your car and see.
Yep.
Who's driving?
Because that resulted in injury to one or more people. He faces a potential third-degree felony charge, which carries a possible sentence of 2 to 10 years. Leaving the scene creates a different issue for him. Since the accident involved the injury, it's a 1 to 5 year potential if the injuries are not regarded as serious, 2 to 10 if they are.
He'll be in jail for about 2 years, maybe.
So we'll see. Maybe he's able to just get off you know what I mean? And not go to jail for this one, but
you're probably going to jail.
Golly, what are you thinking, bro? He just coming fresh off a title. Goodness gracious, man.
They probably left because he might have been drinking.
I'm just like, bruh.
I don't see no other reason why they leave.
Luckily, they won't be able to tell because they ain't turned himself in until days after. So that's one thing they will not be able to determine if you was drunk, you know what I'm saying? But goodness gracious, man. The Bills, man. Y'all finally broke them. The Chiefs done broke them down.
Finally, man. But
the Chiefs done broke them down. Finally out of there.
But he stays in the AFC. Which is rough. He'll be in the same state as his brother, though. So that's
same state, boy.
But man, you kind of run into the same problem with Mahomes right there.
You do.
You do have a more electric team, though.
But you are in the look, and basically.
And they can probably get a better defense now since the quarterback is still on that rookie deal.
Man, and the defense was good. You know what I'm saying? The defense was already good, and they've already added crazy pieces. They got Daniel Hunter, had 10.5 sacks last year, I think, for the Lions last year. You got the rookie defensive rookie of the year coming back, added Jeff Okuda at cornerback. Like, yeah, brother, I'm not going to lie. When it comes to the AFC right now, 1-2, Chiefs-Texans. Chiefs-Texans-Baltimore. Those are my three teams right there in the AFC. Yes, I have put the Texans above of the Baltimore Ravens based off of those moves. Because to me, the Texans have three number one wide receivers now. I mean, Tank Dell was the number one, having a great rookie season before he got hurt. Then you saw what he was doing with Nico Collins as his number one. And so now you add Stephon. They picked up Joe Mixon from Cincinnati for the running back position. They still got the tight end down there. Look, when we're talking, it's still death taxes in Mahomes when it comes to everything. I won't dispute that. It's death taxes in Patrick Mahomes, but he don't got the best team in the AFC. The Texans are. I mean, I'm just looking at them like, geez, Louise, man, this is incredible, but. We got to see how that fits, too, because we know how it be. You know what I mean? We know receivers are divas, and we know everybody want their touches.
We got to see how that works. I don't think Diggs is that much of a diva, especially where he's been coming from. He was already getting the short end of the stick in Buffalo. So,
that
I mean,
boy
hey,
is a diva.
It might be more fun when you're in a more, you know what I'm saying, it's a heated environment. Boy, it's not cold no more. You know what I'm saying?
Was on the sideline every other week throwing a temper tantrum, boy. Oh, my God, son. And again, rightfully so sometimes, but I would have traded him too. I ain't even going to hold you, bro. I got tired. And I'm just a spectator. I got tired of seeing it.
I mean, they should have traded him realistically like 2 years ago. It was the jig was already up, man. Him and Josh Allen already had not the best relationship. And that was already brewing. I thought he was already going to be gone a couple years ago.
For what it's worth, he's not coming off his best season, you know what I mean, last year. And it was not his best season at all. Yeah. At all. So we'll see if he can redeem himself and have a better year. But, hey, he plays the Bills. He plays the Cowboys. He got revenge games next year. I can't wait. They better be televised, man. I cannot wait. Not for real. I can't wait. That's going to be fire, but goodness gracious. Man, my man Patrick Mahomes, bro, all he does is make people better and get people to the championship game. And this is what we get repaid with, bro? Really? Y'all want to leave me, Tyreek? You want to kick people, ladies, Kareem Hunt? You want to speed race down the street, Rashee Rice? Like, that is incredible, bro. Like, what?
It's like ridiculous, bro.
They actively be doing all they can to not make him successful, bro. Come on, man.
His brother.
I'm not just saying this because I like Mahomes, bro. It really is crazy,
like,
too, bro.
I was like, damn, man, I thought he was gay, bro. He was over there tonguing down some damn girl that didn't want to be tongued down. I was like, bro, I didn't even know you got down like that, dog.
I'm like, yo, this is crazy, man. But he'll be back. We know Patrick. Death taxes in Mahomes, man. We know him, but goodness gracious. Right when we think they got a new number one.
That joint just reminded me of when his wife didn't let him in the section, didn't let his little brother in the section. Like, hell no, you be tonguing down girls for no damn reason, son.
Come on, of course,
you're not in this damn section right now. It's weird.
I hope y'all draft Xavier Worthy, man. I'm really hoping he goes to y'all, bro. Because now they're talking about maybe to the Bills after they traded freaking Stephon. But I do not want him to go to Buffalo, bro. I do not. I really hope y'all draft him, man. I really do, bro. Y'all gonna draft the receiver. Y'all should draft the receiver, man. Y'all should draft the receiver.
For sure.
Hope y'all get Xavier, bro. Imagine that. He just broke the NFL combine. 4-4 record, bro.
Yeah, but his gameplay.
Dog, he's the man, son.
But in game, though, he's not really.
He is the man in games, bro. What you talk about? What?
I don't know.
My boy Xavier. When you
look
nice,
at his size,
bro,
and all that.
He's nice,
he's small, for sure. He ain't in the combine for no reason, but he's just so small. Well, I think Patrick Mahomes finally needs to have that big receiver that goes up and get that ball. He's never had that.
He do, but what I say first, well, it's okay. Well, let me premise this. If Rashee Rice is there, then I love the addition.
He's going to jail, dog.
Nah, I'm just, look, bro. I know how the system can sometimes favor rich folk. That's the only reason I'm saying that right now, man. If he's there, I would like Xavier Worthy. But to your point, if he is not there, then JC's right.
Shot himself.
You do have to get some. In New York, where having a gun is, boy, you going to jail regardless. You know what I'm saying? In New York.
Yeah, but New York, man. Let's look at the situation here, man. We just coming off that John Ross bull.
Come on, man.
This definitely could have been that, bro. Like, thank God nobody died.
Bro, if he's not going to jail, the commissioner got to suspend him for half the year, bro. I can't let you play week one. You got to sit down, bro. Just like you said, somebody could have died,
And the guys, they didn't cover
somebody
for you.
Died, bro.
I don't know why or how that went about. You amend to that. You should have talked to a lawyer first.
The lawyer probably told him, look, maybe we could have covered something up if y'all dumbasses would have stayed at the scene.
Yeah, but bro. At least have one person yeah, at the scene, bro. Why do you have a crew if the people aren't gonna protect you, son?
As his lawyer, I'd have been like, you just gotta fess up to everything.
Me and you, we just chilling, Jason. You somehow come upon $50 million, and you know what I'm saying? We out doing some bull. Hey, bro. I got this, Jay. You know what I'm saying? You just handle, you know what I'm saying? You keep handling business. That's it.
We're not leaving the scene, or at least.
You leave the scene. You get the hell up out of here. See?
See,
you run. You do something.
If I'm on a public highway like that,
yeah, dog. Yeah, it ain't easy.
What was they thinking? That's why I'm like, but, what were y'all thinking?
But hey, they was already thinking they was going to get away. So yeah, you go. You go. I'm going to stay down. I'm going to hold it down right here, dog.
Because yeah, to your point. The fact that once you admit that you were the one behind the wheel,
it's all messed up, right?
The whole
now.
Game changes. Because,
yeah,
bro.
It's all messed up. It's all messed up.
You were the one that caused the crash, is what you're saying. Damn. Damn, Rashee, you should have talked to me before you did that.
I would have said, deny.
At the same time, once you leave the scene, it's already like, damn. Yeah, just not smart. But I don't think we
would know if they left the scene if one of them at least stayed on the scene.
Nah, we would have known, bro. We would have known. Because you still would have had three other people scurrying up the side of the jump,
yeah,
bro.
But it wouldn't be a story if somebody isn't hitting and running. It's not a story if somebody's not hitting and running.
That's true. Yeah, I'd have been like, I'm the driver. They wasn't driving. They're just
they're leaving. They got somewhere to go. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
You talk to me. It's the insurance. Right. Call the police. You do what you got to do.
Right. At least
it's me.
You got someone you can hold accountable. Yeah. Everybody left.
Now it's a hit and run. Now we got to investigate.
And so the four was both from both cars, right? That was from both cars, I'm assuming?
I don't know. Man, I seen this story. I was like, oh, please. I was like, yeah, I just put down the phone. I put down the phone. I was like, oh, please, man. Please, dog. What else do you need Mahomes to do? He restructured his contract every year for y'all motherfuckers, dog. Sit the fuck down. Have somebody else drive. Don't drive. Get an Uber.
Get a driver.
Yeah, get a driver, bro, where y'all can smoke and drink and do whatever the hell y'all want to do while he's just driving regularly.
I work for a chauffeur transportation company. Let me tell you, if I come into money, I'm going to be just like these rich folks is at my joint. Excuse me, RMA. Yeah, I need to pick up 10:30 a.m. I'm gonna have a car till midnight, and you just driving me. I'm drunk as hell in the back seat, and you driving me all over town.
Yeah.
I know it's not a Corvette. I know it's not a fancy Lamborghini, but goddamn, I'm not gonna be put. Come on, y'all.
What the hell are you fucking damn. Smoking, man?
Hey, man, it's
like that. You said, we just won a damn title.
Man, let me get some damn.
You probably still on the damn rookie contract. If that, you might be on a super minimum. Trying. Yeah, but it might be even worse than a rookie.
Oh yeah,
you might be on some minimum shit.
Yeah, we don't know what. Yeah, because we don't even know what we don't. I can't even tell you what school he got drafted.
I don't even know. He might have just got signed somewhere.
Bro,
so
we don't know.
Check where he got drafted real quick.
Nah, for real. I don't even know where he got.
So I'm like, bro, look, I found out about you this year, dog. And you over here bullshit.
Oh, no, he was a rookie this year.
Yeah, I'm saying, but did he get drafted or was it like a sign-on?
Oh, got you.
Hey, yeah, I know he just started, but I was like, I ain't know what round or I don't know.
See, he's 6'2", 203. See? That's what I was saying, bro. You just messed it up, bro. You got him. He's not a real speedster, but he got a little bit of size. Yeah. Then you put my man Xavier on the other side. Whoa, with Travis over there, we recreating the Tyreek years. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not. Now, to JC's point, you can't bring in tiny little Xavier if you don't got nope. Man, I'm pissed off, bro.
Nah.
Second round of 2023 draft. Oh,
damn. He's nice. Out of SMU. I forget that one.
79 catches, 938.
Like, I honestly don't even like watching the draft. I won't even lie to you.
938 yards last year.
I totally forgot he was a second round pick.
Me too. I completely forgot he was a second round. Golly. Anyway, man.
I don't even remember our first round pick if you didn't have one.
Wrap this up with some NBA.
Honestly, when I be thinking about people that we be drafting, especially these years when we so good, I don't even think they be playing that they be get to play. I guess the only reason he got to play is because our receiver corps was so damn poor this year.
Exactly. Yep. Your receiving core, bro. Y'all have been crazy drafting these last couple of years. Oh, my God.
Like, bad?
No, crazy good. When you look at the players that y'all have drafted who've can because we talked about the picks you got back from the Tyreek trade.
Yeah.
The defensive guys y'all drafted. The impact
last year,
they had.
Last
you know
year
what I'm
might
saying?
Have been all right, but,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean,
bro.
I be remembering the Clyde Edwards-Helaire pick.
I'm like, yo.
Probably not that good of a
I mean, he was good for a year and a half until he got fumbleitis out of nowhere. Like the damn Antonio Gibson guy we finally shipped out of Washington. Every time he touched the ball, he dropping that shit, man. Get out of here. Yeah, Clyde went off a cliff, though. That was crazy, bro. That wasn't. See, I won't fault y'all for that because coming out of LSU, bro, he was supposed to be way better. Yeah, bro, that was just.
Pacheco was a good pickup, though.
That boy, but I don't know where he came from. Goodness gracious. Pacheco, please stay in the crib, my dude. Do not leave.
I can bring you the weed. I'll bring you the drink.
Bro,
I'll bring you the ladies.
Stay there.
I'll bring you whatever you need. I'll build a damn track on your house if you want to, man. Let me know what you need to do. What we're not going to do is be out in public on a damn highway.
No, bro. Real quick, NBA.
Let's do the standings. That's it. It's a lot going on in the NBA.
And we got
Wemby going crazy.
9 games left. So we're coming down to the
Suns are stepping up after most of the season having the worst fourth quarter. Weird over there.
The East, we don't even the Celtics running away. This done in the East. They 61-60. But 2-6 is getting interesting. Bucks 47-30.
Yeah.
I'm so validated, man. Doc Rivers is trash. This man be blaming everybody, bro. Talking about some man, I be looking around at the professionalism from my travel staff on the road, and they not bringing what we need. Man, shut up, bro. He lucky I'm not on the travel staff, because I would have held an interview. Like, bro, I know you ain't talking about me, bro. You got me mad. Man, please. Cleveland, 46-31. Orlando. We don't talk about Orlando enough, and we don't talk about Paolo Banchero, man.
Yeah,
they have two,
nice.
Paolo and Mo Wagner. We usually don't see two forward 6'10 guys being able to coexist and play off each other the way they do. Their two best guys are 6'10 forwards, man. Fourth spot, 45-32. New York, 45-32. Indiana, 44-34.
New York is going through it.
Julius.
Yeah.
Done.
He was already hurt so bad.
Done.
And then
they still got a chance though.
They got a chance, but man, I don't think it's sustainable.
OG coming back, Mitchell Robinson back now. Dante's been playing really good.
No, their starters have been doing really great. I mean, maybe that will be sustainable in the playoffs. Because, you know, most of the times in the playoffs, we always say the bench gets smaller. Like,
yeah.
We're only playing 6 to 7 guys. Damn. Anyway. But that, and that's how they've been playing the last 2 months. It's just only been Jalen Brunson carrying the team, man.
Yeah, but still, Julius, to your point, that's a big loss, man. That's like 23-10 you ain't going to have, man. So, yeah, I'm interested to see, man, how they look. Even Embiid and company, you know what I mean? If he can look healthy or whatever, maybe he can make a run. So, we'll see, bro. Chicago and Atlanta, they have the play-in game spots locked up. The West, Minnesota, Denver, they are deadlocked for number one at 53-24. Minnesota's ahead of them off of head-to-head right now. OKC,
man,
a game back.
Man, the damn Lakers keep winning.
52-25. OKC, one game back. Clippers, 49-28. Dallas, watch out for Dallas. This is my sleeper. I don't even know if it's a sleeper anymore. This is my sneaky pick to make the conference finals and come out of the West. The Mavericks. Because outside of Denver and the way Denver executes late game, there's nobody else who you fear in a late game situation more than Kyrie and Luka. Come on, man.
We know I say this more scary than Kyrie. I mean, than Denver.
I just say Denver because, bro, the way Jamal and Jokic have that pick and roll on a string when it gets in crunch time and things like that. Ah, jeez Louise, bro. It's like they know where the other one's going to be, man. Oh, man. But to your point, come on, bro. Like you said, Phoenix in the sixth spot, Pelicans, Kings. Kings are cooked. They'll be a first-round exit.
Why he say that?
Kevin Harter done for the year, and they lost somebody else as well. So that's why I'm saying that to me that they're done. I don't see, though. I see a first-round exit. Lakers, Warriors, man. Fighting right now. Fighting. Houston, I don't think they're going to be able to catch the Warriors. So, we'll see, bro. I don't. This is tricky, man. Bro. Come on, man. It don't get better than this. Look, if it holds like this, it'll be an OKC-Phoenix matchup in the first round. Kevin Durant back in OKC? Oh, my God. Clippers-Dallas? Oh, my God. Whoa. And I'm not going to lie, I have the Lakers and Golden State coming out of that little play-in joint, if that's what it is, man. I would have them, so. I don't know, bro. We're going to see, bro.
It looks like we will make it out. I think we might get that 8 seed.
Yeah, I think y'all going to snag that 8 seed. And that's why.
Are we too far away from the 6 seed? I feel like we might mess around.
We're 2 games back.
Yeah, I think like we might mess around and not even be in the play-in, man.
It's
and
up and
at
down,
that point,
bro.
I'm gonna be rooting for the Lakers to go ahead and win it all for me, man. Because at first, I'm right now currently, I want them to just lose in the play-in so we can get a lottery pick.
As you should. But if they can make it out of the play-in joint, then go ahead and win. If you can be 6 or better.
Just
let's go ahead and make a run for it.
Let's do what we gotta do. LeBron and AD, do your thing. What do you think about LeBron's son coming out the league? I laughed at it. Somebody's definitely gonna draft him if he continues on with it. If he goes through with it, somebody's definitely gonna draft him. But how early does it? What
I was about to say, y'all have a tough remaining 5 games. The Lakers do.
What's the next 5 games?
Last 5 of the season. Versus Cleveland today at 3:30 p.m.
I have a good feeling about that game, though.
Versus Minnesota tomorrow.
That's hard.
Versus the Warriors. Cakewalk at Memphis. At a scrappy Pelicans team who's also fighting for playoff position. That's not an easy way to finish.
We can go 5-0. We can go 0-5. Real easy.
Not an easy way.
Well,
but
that Memphis game probably be the easiest one. We'll probably be 1-4. Worst case. I wouldn't be mad at going 1-4, honestly. Being in that play-in spot, play a little bit and lose.
Mm-hmm.
We get that lottery pick. I would like it. We'll see, but there's a good chance we beat all these teams.
Bro, yep.
Timberwolves have been up and down.
Up and down, bro.
But they are just coming off of a bad loss, so I'm pretty sure they're going to come back fired up.
Oh, man.
The game against Cleveland today, I got us.
The Suns ain't even – they're no easier.
Yeah, they're right. They're right.
Versus there. New Orleans tomorrow, versus the Clippers on the 9th, mm-hmm. at the Clippers on the 10th, at Sacramento, at Minnesota. So – You know what I'm saying?
We have a good chance. That's what I was looking at the standings last night, and I was like, damn, we have a great chance of making like 6 seed, getting out of the playing games, like getting in there.
Man. Today, oh, you said Bronny before we get out of here. We got the almost hour mark.
I laughed at it first. Do you think an NBA team will be able to, and I don't even know the Who are the top five draft picks or something this year?
I don't know. I want him to come back. Obviously, he still has his college eligibility, so he can go through the workouts. He can get to, you know, see where folks think about him. And
yeah, I've seen somebody who was like, maybe he was just going to see where he at.
Smart move. I don't blame him. I want him to do one more year because of that cardiac arrest thing he had. I feel like this year wasn't his true. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get to really develop the way he should have been. I'm going to call it what it is. I don't care whose son you are. He's nobody's son for this take. You average less than 6 points a game.
Yeah, bro.
In college basketball.
Yeah.
I'm calling it like that, bro. You average less than 6 a game, bro. Go back to school. You're athletic. You got the tools to be a combo guard, but there's still more things you can develop. I know Bron's your dad. But let's call it like it is, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not advising anybody who averaging less than 5 a game to enter the NBA draft, bro. Hell no. What are we doing here, bro? Man. Don't do it.
I don't think he's ready, but I mean.
And that's the problem the league got.
What?
The league is too young. It's something that I don't. It's too young.
Too many people come out freshman and sophomore year.
Look at the Charlotte Hornets, man. That's just, bro.
And they're just not ready.
Yeah.
They're just not ready.
We need more vets on teams, man. And then
teams, they drive for potential more than the readiness.
Yeah.
And when you come into a team and the potential is not where they thought it would be, or you're not excelling where they wanted you to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can get thrown to the wayside. You can get shipped to Detroit real quick, where that might be your last stop of your career, and then after that, you're in Shanghai. Europe. China.
No joking, bro. Like I
Canada
don't,
or some shit.
And I'm not even trying to be funny, but I don't want that to happen to Bronny, because I don't care whose son you are, if you're not producing or you're not good.
Bro, the only reason why a team would draft you, because if he enters the draft, he's probably going to go in the first round. Only reason that would happen is because they just want LeBron.
Late first. I got him late first, early second round. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think if it wasn't for his name, he wouldn't be drafted. But because people would want LeBron there, and you see LeBron wearing all these different team towels when he's leaving. I don't know what the message is. He just like Drake. Steph, they all do weird little subliminal stuff, and we'll find out later why he's doing that weird-ass shit. But, he already said that whatever team his son goes to, he's going to, so.
And he's in the transfer portal now as well because USC coach who recruited him and everything, he just left to take a new job as well. So, you know, Bronny entered the transfer. He entered the transfer portal. You know what I'm saying? So,
where else are you going to go? UCLA?
A bunch of people will take him.
But I'm sure you would want to stay in LA with your family.
Oh, that too. I mean,
Or maybe he wants to just transfer to a team he'll play.
Look, you got the tools. One more year, dude. You're 6'4". Like, you have the size. You have the, you know what I'm saying? He has the form. I literally think the cardiac arrest joint just messed him up. Like, you wasn't able to practice. You wasn't able to train the way you was supposed to, bro. Get one more full off season in. Go through a college season one more time. You know what I mean? And I know you don't need the money of being a high draft pick or blah, 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 but get yourself in a good situation, bro. I don't know, bro. I don't think he should go into no draft, bro.
I don't know. I laughed on it. If he does do it,
nah, bro.
It's whatever.
It was his 4 point. No, bro. No, go back to school, bro. You should.
You gotta look at the minutes, though. He was going in at like garbage time most of the time, though.
There should be parameters to what you're able to do. There should be a guideline in the NBA. You cannot enter the draft if you average less than 4.8 points a game. How many minutes he play a game, bro? 19.4 minutes a game.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
4.8 points a game, bro.
That's terrible, man.
Come on, man. 2.8 boards a game. 2.1 rebounds a game. 67% from the free throw line. 26.7% from the three-point line.
Honestly, if I was him, I don't want to play basketball, dog.
36% from the field goal.
If I'm not going to be top 20, bro, don't call me, bro. Because then you're just going to be comparing me and my dad all damn day, son. Don't do that.
And that's why I'm like, again, I don't think this is true Bronny. This is not true him. This is cardiac arrest Bronny.
Nah, he needs a full year, bro. I just don't think he's that good, bro.
He needs a full... And that's the other thing. I honestly don't know how to evaluate the kid because I didn't watch him in high school. And that's tough to even evaluate.
But even in high school, he wasn't like he wasn't the best player on his team. Like even at Sierra King, he wasn't one of the best players. And, you know, if you're not the best player in high school and all that, man, mm-hmm. you probably wouldn't have been going to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think the only reason why he's even this, the only reason why he even got to Sierra Canyon is because his damn dad.
Man, let me see, bro. I'm just trying to see what the man averaged, man.
Yeah, find that out before I'm just out here talking about my damn.
Yo, chill, bro. This can't be right, bro. Sierra Canyon, what? 6 games played, 6.8 points a game.
You see what I'm talking about?
This can't be right. What? Is that cool?
Nah, Sierra Canyon, that's an NBA school. People go there because they're going to the NBA. They don't go there for education or like that.
Oh, man. Bronny James playing. Bronny Harley played the following year after. Oh, I didn't realize he had suffered a torn meniscus.
Damn, ain't he just getting freaking injuries?
Oh, in his final season of high school, Bronny broke out, averaging 14.2 points a game, 5.5 boards, 2.8 assists, and 1.8 steals.
If that's your breakout, man, I'm sorry to tell you, you ain't going nowhere.
Chill out.
Nah, man, we got to be honest with these people. I wouldn't want to be in the league, bro. Don't call me, man. Don't call me, dad. Leave me alone, dog. Let me just play the game. Let me just be LeBron James Jr. Let me go get some freaking club money. You know what I'm saying? I'm lit.
Damn, yeah, nah, I wouldn't, yeah, nah, man.
Man, you just go ahead, be a rapper, bro.
Go back to school, man. One more season, man.
F school, be a rapper, dog. Your dad is the best player in the league. There's no need for you to be getting yelled at by all these damn NBA players and coaches. Yeah, why would you want to do that to yourself, bro? You're not that good. You don't want the crowd to be overrated.
That's what they're going to be saying.
What? They're going to kill this guy, dog. No, man.
And none of it is his fault.
And then, oh, man, I'm just picturing it now, dog. Coming up the court, one of the people that LeBron used to shit on, he's like, nah, I want him. I want his son. He gonna give you 50, son. He gonna give you 50 that game, dog. Bro. He gonna fire you up. Don't let him be some new Raptors guard like, oh, nah. Hell, man, we got LeBron James back in Toronto, man. I gotta cook his ass now. They gonna fry up his kid, dog. It's gonna be like how, in college, who was that dude? His name's slipping my mind.
We're hoping for the best.
Eric Bledsoe, where he fired on Michael Jordan's sons.
Oh, yeah, college. I know who you're talking about. Was that Eric Bledsoe? I think so. No, Eric Gordon. In high school.
Fired on ass, man. Boy. You think he would have been that motivated if their names weren't Jordan? Hell nah. He would have had a normal game. Yo, he would have hooped him up. Boop.
That's a fact.
Man, he said, oh, he's Jordan's kids. Up against Jordan up here. Say no more, dog. No, that's a fact. We finna fire up on these folks.
You have an extra target on your back, man.
What?
Dang.
Bro, you're not that good, man. Just.
Bronny James.
Just chill,
man.
Just play. Have fun. Play Fortnite like your other kids.
We're pulling for you, but it don't look too good, man.
Like all your other rich friend kids. Just play Fortnite.
We up out of here, man. J&J every day. Bronny, go back to school. Don't do it. Go be a scientist, man. We done. Bryce, you F put down school. The basketball too, Bryce.
Go to the club. Nah, Bryce is good. Nah. Bryce is like that. Bryce is like that, bro. Bryce might be sus. Bryce might
be sus. I feel like that'd be how it be, though, bro. You Bryce know what I'm saying? The
yeah. The like, younger look at joint. The Ball brothers.
Yeah. LaMelo, we're going to have a conversation next year if you can't stay healthy, brother. He's been injured for 60% of his career.
It
so
runs
far.
In the family.
If he can, and his brother LeVar trying to blame it on the NBA now.
He said the whole rinky dink workouts they be doing.
Bro, the way
I forgot what he said.
It was something like that.
He said Toki to something. So yeah, I forgot what he said. That joke was funny.
Crying, bro.
Yo,
no, it was them big baller brand shoes you had him wearing. Them damn cardboard sneakers.
He said they put him in Pumas and it was done. I was like, I was done. The man's always hilarious. I'm so mad ESPN blackballed him.
Bro,
awesome damn weirdo.
See this man. We up out of here, man.
Switching gears.
J&J every dog. We are gone.
They
man.
Made the biggest deal out of that choice.
J&J every day. Let's go, Iowa. Get yes, that sir. Title, man. We up out of here.
Yes, sir.